وانا عايز نعمل الله تعالى انه دخل على عبيد الله بن زياد فقال له اي بني اني سمعت رسول الله صلى يقول ان شرابي عاهم حطاما فاياك ان تكون منهم متفق عليه. فزاد عيد بن عمرو رضي الله تعالى عنه that he went to Ubayd Allah bin Ziyad and said to him, O my son, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the worst of rulers are those who oppress their subjects. I therefore warn you, you save yourself from being among them. Ayy ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he went to Ubayd Allah bin Ziyad, who was a ruler, and said to him, O my son, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the worst of rulers are those who oppress their subjects. I therefore warn you to save you. I therefore warn you to save yourself from being amongst the oppressor, the oppressing ruler. And Nabi Maryam al-Azdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu annahu qala li Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul Allahu shay'an من أمور المسلمين فاحتجب دون حاجتهم وخلتهم وفقرهم احتجب الله دون حاجته وخلته وفقره يوم القيامة فجعل معاوية رجلا على حوائج الناس رواه أبو داود والترمذي. أبو مريم الأزدي رضي الله عنه says that he said to معاوية رضي الله عنه, I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, when Allah سبحانه وتعالى points a person over the affairs of the Muslims, and he remains aloof from fulfilling their needs, necessities, and poverty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remain aloof from fulfilling his needs, necessities, and poverty on the day of resurrection. Mu'awiyah radiallahu anhu therefore appointed a person to see to the needs of the people. The Umar ibn Azdi radiallahu anhu narrates that he said to his Mu'awiyah radiallahu anhu, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints a person over the affairs of the Muslims, and he remains aloof from fulfilling their needs, necessities, and poverty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remain aloof from fulfilling his needs, necessities, and poverty on the day of resurrection. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu therefore appointed a person to see the needs of the people. So in this first hadith we see a sahabi giving nasihat to a ruler, Ubayd Allah bin Ziyad, that save yourselves from being oppressor as a ruler, rule with justice. And then we see here a sahabi advising another sahabi. As Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was a ruler, so this other sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu advising him that this is what I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person thinks, or you know, today people love status and want to be big. I want to be president, I want to be this, I want to be that. It's better always to be the one below than to be the one on top. Why? Look at this. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, in his time, he used to go out night duty, patrolling at night. Abu Bakr Siddiq, in his Khilafat time, he used to go clean an old lady's house. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, when he was patrolling outside once, and a woman was complaining about the state, that she's in poverty and her kids are there. And Umar al-Khattab went to that tent, he heard her, and then he asked, and then he went, and this is the conversation he had with her, that she's saying that on the day of judgment between me and Umar. So he said to her that, what happened if Umar doesn't know about your condition? If Umar doesn't know, Umar is not Alim al-Ghaib. This is why, like you see, Hazrat Muawiyah had people. Sometimes a person cannot get to the ruler or to the one in charge, so have people there. So Hazrat Umar al-Khattab did too, so many. But he himself used to go out patrolling. That's why he heard this conversation. He had this conversation with this old lady who was complaining about her poverty. So she says that, well, if he's the ruler, he should know how we are. Umar al-Khattab went home and he loaded the stuff. His Qadim al-Aslam even said that, I'll take you for your Amir al-Mu'mineen. He said, no, will you take my load on the day of judgment? And then he went, he made food for them. And he put the kids to sleep. And then the smoke was even going into his beard. And until they were, because they were crying, the children. And she said, you should have been Amir al-Mu'mineen. You should have been Umar al-Khattab in his place. He said that when you come to Umar al-Mu'mineen for your hajat, you will find him there. Like even me, I talk this. Even I can't walk this. Who could do this? The Sahabas were like this. So the Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was a Sahabi. Another Sahabi is advising him that, you know, this is what I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That when you're in charge, you should know about the faqr, you should know about this, you should know about that, and you should take care of it. Otherwise, why are you in charge? So Allah, you know, it's a very big thing. Responsibilities are very, very big. And today people love to have names and fame. I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. It's all nonsense. And today we're the worst. Is that wussad al-amr ila ghayr ahlihi fantazir as-sa'ah. Is that wussad al-amr? When the affairs are given it to people who are not deserving of it, then just wait for qiyamah. Everywhere, every position is held by a person not deserving of it. Now just wait for qiyamah. This is the situation where Allah forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to fall in the fist of the Sahaba al-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala.